Our scripture reading today, Luke 22:47-48. Jesus arrested. While he was still speaking, a crowd came up, and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus asked, "Judas, are you the betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" Psalms 55:22. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken.
And Lord, we do thank you. For those who are listening by podcast, God, that you would touch them this Palm Sunday. God, that you would bless them and meet them at their point of need. And then I ask today, Lord, that you would speak through me. Speak today. Let it be a healing sermon, God, that heals the hearts, heals the mind, heals the emotion. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This morning, I want to talk from the topic, the betrayal. It doesn't seem like a topic that we should do for Palm Sunday. And I said, God, are you sure you want me to do this for Palm Sunday? Shouldn't it be something joyful? And shouldn't we be skipping and joyful? And I believe we will. It's going to be a two-parter. So it's going to start this week and I'll finish it next week. But I want to talk about that. I want us to think about it in a different way this week today. So what I want you to do is a little activity before we get started, or as we're getting started. I want you to get your palms out again, your palm branches. And this time, you can stay seated, but I want you to wave them. And when you're waving them, I want you to say really good things to me. Like, oh, we like you, Pastor. Oh, you're great. We're so glad you're here. Oh, we're, things like that. Seriously. Yeah, say that to me. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, all right. Okay, thank you. I have a point to this. I wasn't just trying to get those accolades, but I do thank God for you all. But my point is, okay, so you did that to me, and it made me feel good to hear that, to hear all of those things. Now, just imagine if I come in here next week and you say, "Loser, get out of here. You're fired. We don't want you in our presence. Go away. No, you're nothing. God didn't call you. Get out of our church." You know, and run me out. Run me out. How do you think I would feel about that? Kind of betrayed, right? I would feel betrayed. I'd be like, well, no, last week they said they loved me. They said I was great. They were wonderful, happy to have me. And now they're telling me get out and get going, get to running. But that's how I was looking at this story of Jesus coming in on the colts, and he's happy, and they're so happy to have him, and they know he's the called, and that God chose him, and he's coming to deliver them, and everything. But by the end of that week, we all know the story. They were saying, "Get out of here, Jesus, crucify him." And so there's a way to come out of it. And so at the end, that's what I want you to see, is that we've all gone through betrayals. Now that would be a massive betrayal, but I think you can all, mostly everyone, can tell me a story. You can think of something where someone you love. Betrayal only really comes from those who you love, right? A stranger can't betray me. They can just do me wrong. That's, it doesn't matter because I don't have anything invested. But when a sister betrays you, when a family member betrays you, someone that you have coffee with every week, and then you hear that they're betraying you, that's devastating, I would think. And that's what I feel like Jesus was going through. He knew what was going to happen. He knew his story. He knew how it had to end. But he still had a human side. And can you imagine what that felt like? You know, you're great, to get out of here, Jesus. We don't want you anymore. There is a point to this. But I want us to just think. I'm going to read the scripture first, and then we're going to talk a little more about that, about those who have betrayed you and how we can get past betrayal. And that's really what I want to talk about today, is how we get past it, how God kind of guides us to get past betrayal. But let's read the story, the Palm Sunday story. Matthew 21:11. Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to daughter Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks to them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of them and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, who is this? The crowds answered, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. They were so happy to have him. They did exactly what the scriptures had prophesied years ago, but they welcomed him in. He came in on a donkey and they praised him. They waved their branches. Hosanna, here comes the king. Here he is. Blessed is he. So he felt welcomed and loved. And then a lot happened through that week. The first video we showed, I liked it because it kind of gave a summary, but with a little humor. But it showed all of the things that happened within that week. To know that they were so joyful, but then to know that at the end of that week, they were willing to just betray him and throw him away. And yet, he still went to the cross for our sins. He was free. He allowed himself not to carry that burden of betrayal. And that is my point today. I don't want us to, we've all had stories. We can all share stories. If I go, I could go to one of you right now and share a story. I'm sure you could tell me something of a friend or a family member. I have one, you know, I always do. I have a story of betrayal or how I felt betrayed. And it's nothing like Jesus, but I was at a friend's house. And we were all friends and we were all ministers. And that's what makes it sometimes even harder. We were all ministers and we were at a friend's house and we were talking and I had just experienced something really great. And I was so happy and joyful that I had just gone through this and I was sharing it with one of the other ladies. And I was telling her what happened and how, and I was so happy and probably talking fast because I was so excited. But I was so happy and telling her about this. And I looked out of the corner of my eye. And I saw one of the other ministers shooting me with her finger like it was a gun. I was like, and I can laugh about it now, but I tell you what, that day I was so hurt and betrayed because I thought she was one of my friends, but she couldn't rejoice in my rejoicing. She was literally betrayed me, in my opinion. I know it was nothing like Jesus on the cross, but in my heart, I was so hurt. I went to bed just crying. God, why? Why would she want to do that to me? Why would she? I mean, to me, that felt kind of like, you want to shoot me? You know, it felt kind of serious. And so, but that was a form of betrayal for me. I felt like, oh my God, we had lunch together. We've been to parties and we did all of these things. We praise God together. We worship God on Sundays together. And she wanted to shoot me because I was happy about an achievement that I'd had. That's a betrayal. How do you get over those things? How do you get over that? And God tells us, he tells us what to do. How do you get over when being betrayed when you know it's coming? You know, I can't really trust her. I'm not sure what's going to happen. You know it's coming. That's what happened to Jesus in our next verse. Luke 22:47-48. It said, while he was still speaking, a crowd came up and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus asked him, Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss? He already knew. How could you do that to me, Judas? Are you really going to do this? Have you felt like that? Are you really going to? Because it's someone you love so deeply, you're like, are you really doing this to me? How do we get over that? And that's what I want to talk about. How do we get over that? How do you get over that betrayal? We know Jesus knew what his purpose was to be here. But how did he make himself, that human side, how did he make himself still go to the cross? How did he make himself die for you and I, die for our sins, die for that betrayal? How did he make himself do that? That's what my question was. And that's what I guess I felt when I was reading, because I just thought, God, this is kind of heavy for Palm Sunday. We want joyful things. We're talking Easter eggs and all of that. But no, I think it's something that we need to kind of deal with. How do you get over betrayal? How do you get over someone hurting you so badly? And it feels like, you know, it was on purpose or it was a betrayal. Well, God tells us what to do. I'm going to read this scripture first, Matthew 27:21-23, only because I wanted to know how we get there, but I was getting there too fast. How about that? I have one more scripture before we get to how we do that. Matthew 27:21-23 says, "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" asked the governor. "Barabbas," they answered. "What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" Pilate asked. They all answered, "Crucify him." "Why? What crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Can you imagine that? "Hosanna, wonderful guy. Come on through. Come into our city. You're the called to, we'll take the thief. I'll take the thief over him. Crucify him." And not just once, but louder it says, "Crucify him." So someone betrays you and then goes all in on the betrayal. It's a good way to say it. They just go all in on it, like, take him out, kill him, shoot him with a gun. You know, how do you deal with that? That to me, that one especially, I'm like, Jesus, you didn't have to go to the cross for us. You didn't have to die for our sins. How did you do that after such a betrayal? Oh, the betrayal that they threw him under the bus. Crucify him. We'll choose the thief. We'll choose the person we know is a crook over the man that God has called. It's something to think about. But there's good news in that, because he did go to the cross for us. He did. He was able to fight through that. And that's what I want you to be able to do. We're not Jesus, so we can't take some of the things that he's taken. So I'm not saying that. But how do we get over those hurts that really hurt us? That someone who has really, really betrayed us has really, you know, change the way you think about people and how you think of things. How do we get over that? This is what the word said. And I added this part in. It's in Psalms 55 and it's 20-22 because it talks about a friend. It says, "My companion or my friend attacks his friends. He violates his covenant. His talk is smooth as butter, yet war is in his heart. His words are more soothing than oil, yet they are drawn swords." And this is what God tells him to do. "Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken." Through all of that, through all of the betrayal, even with my friend, I still know her to this day. I cast my cares on the Lord. It sounds like just nice words, and it's not always easy to do. You may have to go back over and over. When the enemy brings back what they did to you, you may have to go back. God, I cannot bear this. I'm casting this betrayal on you. My cares, the cares of that thing that holds me down, that makes me hate them. We don't want to be people of hate, but betrayal will make you want to. It will make you want to hate someone. But when you cast your cares on the Lord, he will carry them for you. He will carry them. And you do not have to walk with that feeling of that holds you back. It robs you of your joy. It robs you of your peace when you carry that feeling of betrayal. And next week, we're going to talk about that gift of forgiveness that comes with that. When you're letting it go, when you cast your cares on him, that's what Jesus died for. That's why he took that road. On that Palm Sunday, he took that road and kept on going, even though they betrayed him. His friend came up to him, betrayed him with a kiss. You know, when you really think about it, he came in, not just a kiss is a personal, intimate thing. When you hug me or that's a personal, intimate thing. That shows me love. I show you love when I hug you each week. That shows love. What if I hugged you and then stabbed you? You know, that's what it amounts to. That's what I feel like betrayal amounts to. What if we did that? That's what happened to Jesus. That's what happened to him when he took that week leading up to Calvary. But he went anyway because he was able to cast it. He knew his outcome. He knew what he had to do. But that human side was able to give that to God, to give all of that betrayal to God and continue forward in what he knew he had to do, what he knew he was called to do. And so today I'm done. I didn't want to go very long because I know it was a little heavy, but I think there was good news in that because we can freely cast our cares on him. He cares for you. It says he will never leave you. That's my favorite scripture. That's probably why I say it every week. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. He's going to be with you always. And you can cast that burden so you can sleep in peace at night. You can sleep in peace because you give it to God and say, God, he'll take care of it. He says, vengeance is mine. We don't have to get back at him. You know, I'm not behind her trying to shoot her. You know, no, God gets, he takes care of us. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. And he'll repay. So you don't have to worry about doing that. What you want to do is have a free conscience and not walk in that spirit of unforgiveness, not walk in that shame of betrayal and that anger that you feel that someone could hurt you, knowing that God, he's got your little heart and he's going to keep it. He's going to keep it. And so I'm leaving you with that today. And again, like I said, we'll talk next week a little more about just that gift of forgiveness that comes when you let go of betrayal. And it's a gift that is for you, even more than it is for the person that you forgive. It's for you, so you can walk in freedom. But I'll go all the way into my next sermon, so let's stop right there. Because I will get right caught up in it. But I want to pray today. I just want to pray today for those who may be walking in that, who are, you're burdened with that feeling that someone betrayed you, that someone hurt you on purpose to hurt you, knowing that. And I'm just going to pray today that you'll be able to give that over to God, to cast your care. I'm going to read it one more time. Cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will keep you. He will let you, even though it might feel like you're going to die, you know, from that emotional hurt, he will sustain you and then he'll renew you. He will renew you and give you a chance to keep on walking, keep on fighting. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. We thank you that you give us that. But today, God, I'm praying for those who might be walking in the hurt of betrayal. God, I'm praying, Lord, that you will give them a spirit to release it, to you. I can see you standing there saying, come to me. Give that burden to me. I'll take it. Give that feeling of betrayal to me. I'll take it. He says he'll take it for you and you can relieve it. Just leave it there. Leave it there at his feet. We thank you for it, God. We thank you that you're touching their hearts, touching the minds, God, touching the bodies, God. We do pray for healing today. So many in need of physical healing. We pray for the bodies, God. We pray, Lord, for the organs in their body, that you would cover them, Lord, in your blood, that you would renew those bodies. Let those organs work again. And we thank you for it. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. And we pray again, Lord, for all of those on our prayer list, that you would meet each one of them today at their very point of need. God, you would be their healer. You would be their deliverer. You would be their savior. We thank you for it. We praise God and honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.